We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of sharing another way of truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will use us and use our broadcast to be a blessing to you today. We're opening our service with the Way of Truth singer singing for us, Be Strong and Firmly Trust.
Be strong and valiant for the truth. Resist the tempted luring power. Shun all the avenues of sin. And trust in God each day and hour. Be strong and firmly trust. God is always strong and true to help and keep us from the wrong. Be strong and firmly trust.
Firmly trust
in God through everything.
Be true
and fearless stand.
Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege of presenting this gospel broadcast to this precious people today. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will accompany it, and wherever the broadcast is heard, may the Holy Spirit be there to bless hearts and to bless lives. Now we're asking you to manifest your love to our congregation. There are those that have burdens and problems and cares, and I know that you care for them, for you told us to cast all of our care upon you. So bless our precious congregation today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages, let His praises ring. Glory. On the promises of God, standing on the promises of God.
of doubt and fear assail. By the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to Him eternally by love.
The title of our thoughts for today's message, Lessons from the Life of Joshua. And I'll read beginning with verse 1 of chapter 1 of Joshua. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand, or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That's reading down through verse 9 of Joshua 1. In this message, we want to look at some events in the life of Joshua and draw some lessons from them that will be of a help to us. It seems that Moses gave Joshua his name, for that was not his name at first. The name Joshua means God saves. Joshua sought the Lord in his youth, and that is indeed a lesson even for our young people today. In Exodus 33, verse 11, Joshua was spoken of as a young man. And in Ecclesiastes 12 and 1, we read, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." How much evil can be avoided by giving our hearts to the Lord in our youth? I thank God I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 17. Jesus said at the age of 12, "I must be about my Father's business." Joshua was an obedient young man, and that's what we must do if we are going to be successful in living the Christian life. We must be obedient, even as I have just read in our scripture lesson today. Now, the first mention of Joshua is in Exodus chapter 17 and verse 9. The men of Amalek had come out to fight against Israel after they had come out of Egypt, and they were passing by, and the men of Amalek came out to fight the Israelites. And Moses chose Joshua and had him to choose others. "Choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek." So Joshua did as Moses had said to him. And that was the time when Moses held up his hands, and as long as Moses held up his hands, Israel prevailed. But of course, after a while, Moses got tired and let his hands down, but then the Amalekites, they began to prevail. So what happened? Aaron and Hur had Moses to sit down on a rock, and they stood one on one side and one on the other, and they held up his hands until Israel prevailed over the Amalekites, and they won the victory. In his zeal and respect for Moses, Joshua did make some mistakes in discernment and other ways. In Numbers chapter 11, we read of how the Lord put his spirit on 70 men. Two of them remained in the camp, while the others were out at the tabernacle with Moses. So a young man came running to Moses about the two men that were prophesying. And Joshua said to Moses, he should be forbid them to prophesy. And Moses said to him, to Joshua, "Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and the Lord God would put his spirit upon them all." Now we see where Joshua did draw a wrong conclusion. He did make a mistake. And of course, as long as we are in the physical body, as long as we are here in this time world, we are subject to make mistakes. But as has been said before, I say again, a mistake is not a sin. Sin is knowingly transgressing the known commands of God. And so Joshua was a human being, and he did make a mistake in judgment in this matter. Joshua made a very serious mistake after they had entered the promised land. The inhabitants of Gibeon, the Hivites, came to Joshua at Gilgal and claimed that they had come from a far distance, and they had old worn-out shoes, and their kind of clothes were rather ragged, and they had some bread that was old and mold. And whenever they presented this to Joshua, they were using that to convince Joshua that they had traveled a long distance. And the men of Israel questioned them, and Joshua asked them, "Who are you, and whence come you?" But they assured Joshua that they had come from a far country. And the men took of their provisions and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And that was a grave mistake that Joshua made. Chapter 9 and verse 14. And let me refer to that just a moment again. And the men took of their provisions and asked not counsel of the mouth of the Lord. It was only 3 days later that they found out that these people were nearby neighbors and that they had lied to them and had deceived them. And again, Joshua made a mistake by not seeking the Lord and getting the Lord's will in the matter. How important it is to seek the will of the Lord in every aspect of our lives. We read in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path." The prophet Isaiah said, or the Lord said through Isaiah, "Your ways are not my ways, your thoughts are not my thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your ways, than the heavens." And therefore we are not to lean to our own understanding, for we're bound to make mistakes if we do. Trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Joshua expressed great faith in God. Joshua and Caleb, you know, were two of the 12 spies that Moses sent into the land to spy out the land. And they were gone for 40 days. And whenever they came back, the 10 told Moses, "You know, there's walled cities there, and we look like grasshoppers in their sight. There are giants in the land. There's no way that we can take that land." But the two, Joshua and Caleb, they told Moses and the people that "We are well able to take the land. Let's go up and take the land." But they refused to believe the two and all accepted what the 10 said, and they turned on Moses and Joshua and Caleb and was almost ready to stone them to death because they would not believe. However, what Joshua and Caleb had told them was the truth if they would have gone in the name of the Lord, trusting him to give them the victory. May the Lord help us to have faith like Joshua and Caleb did, because they had faith to believe that God was able to give them the land. And as a result of their not belief, the men of Israel, or the people of Israel, believing the 10 rather than the 2, they had to wander there in the wilderness until all able-bodied men above 20 died off. They wandered there for 40 years. And then God took Joshua. Moses had died, and God took Joshua and led the children of Israel across the Jordan River into the promised land, and they were able to take the land. And they would have been able to take it 40 years earlier if they would have only believed as Joshua and Caleb did. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 7. So Joshua was the 100. Joshua lived to be 110 years of age. And he led the people of Israel very faithfully. Not only did he lead them across the River Jordan, but he led them in battles as they conquered the land for themselves and divided it among the 12 tribes. When we dedicate our life to God, He will use us to perform His will. No, we're not a Joshua and we're not a Caleb, but if we will dedicate our lives to God, God will be able to use us to perform His will for us, not for somebody else. To win one soul to the Lord would be a great accomplishment. So if we will dedicate and surrender our hearts and our lives to God, He can take us and use us. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, that God places the members in the body, talking about the body of Christ, God places the members in the body as it pleases Him. And there is a place for every member of the body, and there is a work for everyone to do. Now, in conclusion, I'd like to just briefly review the life of Joshua, or some of the highlights of his life. First of all, he sought God in his youth, which was a very wise thing to do. He was zealous. Yes, he was zealous for the cause of Christ. He did make mistakes, yes. Who doesn't make a mistake from time to time? But he feared God, and he loved God, and he expressed great faith in God, and he did his very best to obey God. He was consecrated to do the will of God, and he did the will of God to the very best of his understanding and knowledge. God used Joshua to accomplish a great work. Yes, it was a very great work. Moses led the children of Israel for 40 years or more, but then God took him. Moses also made a mistake, you may remember. God told him to speak to the rock, and he struck it with a rod like he did the first time. He struck the rock twice, but the second time God told him to speak to it, and he struck the rock instead because he was provoked with the Israelites. And God told him because he had been disobedient, he would not be able to enter the promised land. God did lead him up on Mount Pisgah and let him see the land, but he did not go in the land. And that's why Joshua was the one that led them into the promised land, because Moses had also made a mistake. But God used Joshua to accomplish a great work. I trust we can be benefited from the life of Joshua, for there are many examples that is worthy of our following. The Lord's work is a great work. In fact, I would say it's the greatest work there is in the world today. And to be called to be a worker in the Lord's vineyard is a great blessing indeed. So we are talking about Joshua today and how he led the children of Israel and how God was able to use him in a great way. And he is an example in many respects for us to follow. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of presenting the truth to this precious congregation today. We thank you for the man Joshua and for the example that he set for us even so long ago. And we're thankful that we can bring these thoughts to our congregation today, and we trust they have been a blessing. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You've been listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, and we're thankful that you have been a part of our congregation. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement and a help to us to know. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, or you can listen to a past broadcast if you've missed any or want to hear one over again. Go to our archives there on our webpage, and you can download it and listen to it. And we also invite you, if possible, to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Now, our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. This is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.